B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to The Breakdown. For more esports and video game news, go to CheckpointXP.com.
Fortnite Season 4 leaks ahead of its release date and confirms that Epic is going all in on the Marvel theme. And it all leaked thanks to the Nintendo eShop. Optic Gaming posted a video criticizing the Call of Duty leak, and it probably cost them a few $1,000s for doing it. And Capcom punishes tournament qualifier by banishing him to the loser's bracket before he even plays a match in the next tournament. All that and more next on The Breakdown. We've done it. It's Friday, another day closer to that sweet, sweet weekend so many people brag about being able to have. My name's Weird Beard, and we are bringing you the latest in news for esports and video games. If you ever have a story you want covered that you may not hear here, you can probably find us talking about it on CheckpointXP.com. Now, without further ado, let's jump into the news. Fortnite Season 4 leaked teaser confirms new Marvel theme. There's been some scuttlebutt lately from the Fortnite crowd that they assume it was going to be another season of superheroes after the recent outing with Aquaman and even a brush with Thanos in the past. However, Epic Games had not confirmed or denied anything, allowing the rumor mill to run rampant with crazy ideas. But thanks to the usually tight-lipped Nintendo, it seems like it was finally confirmed early that the entire next season will be based around the Avengers, all before Marvel themselves confirmed it this morning. The leaked images from the eShop confirm that Marvel will be everywhere, with Thor being included as one of the characters unlockable from the Battle Pass. And the craziest thing? It was just simply posted too early. Marvel eventually did come out and tweet themselves confirming that the next season will be based around Thor and the Avengers. But why does this keep happening? It seems like once a week, if not once a month at the very least, a large-scale gamer update is leaked early by a posting in a digital shop somewhere in the world, and the entire drop being preempted. The bigger question out of all of this is, how does Marvel feel after being played right after an entire season of Aquaman took over Fortnite? Epic has its own issues it's going through right now, with Apple and Google, but involving the Mouse House and its superhero team will throw a lifeline to Epic. No company that works with Disney is going to find itself out in the cold anytime soon, and that applies here as well. Do you think Disney is going to join forces with Epic to fight off the evil invaders of Apple and Google from deleting Fortnite and not allowing it to be able to be downloaded anymore? Optic Gaming, post then delete video criticizing Call of Duty leak. Social media teams for esports teams are kind of wild. It's like the Wild Wild West out there, and that more attention, whether for good or bad reasons, is usually the name of the game. Take, for instance, the blow-up of Fall Guys, which I would say is partly due to their social media presence on Twitter. And with a direct line of communication to millions of people with the push of a single button, sometimes having no wall between what is supposed to be an arm of an esports org and the rest of the world isn't a great thing. Take, for instance, this now-deleted video tweeted out by Optic Gaming, criticizing the Call of Duty League for some of its more well-known issues that people enjoy complaining about.
In a world where competition is everything, where milliseconds can change your fate, and a split decision can make you a hero, there is one organization that seeks to break the dreams of all those in its path. From the issues with ping to the spawns on the map,
and then awakening spawns at sea, this means a neutralization.
CDL makes sure they're always going to be in the lead. And if they aren't, well, they'll decide which team should be in the lead.
Curry's lagging out, I think.
The point, lead change to London. Zero finally will fall.
Some may say they are the villain, others the hero.
That he needs is Chicago. They continue to hold. Spawns are here, and Envoy, a quick little three-piece for the folks at home.
But here at Optic, we just want to know what the f*** is going on back there. For real, though, CDL made 2020 feel a little bit more normal. Now it's game day. Let's play some COD. We're Optic Gaming, and we approve this message.
This is wild. Not only is it calling out an entire league that they are competing in, like Optic actually has a COD team that is competing in the largest cash pool tournament ever right this moment, but they are also wading into a battle with a notoriously fine, happy league. If you remember earlier this year, COD pro Scump from the Chicago Huntsman was fined plenty of money for simply saying that he hated the current Call of Duty game and that it was the worst Call of Duty of all time. Like has already been stated, the video has already been deleted, so there's not much more to do. And it didn't have anything to do with the players, but more so the social media team who posted it. But come on. Somebody had to script it, somebody had to edit it, somebody had to look at it and go, yep, we should post it, and then actually leave it up live for almost an hour before it was finally taken down. Yikes all around, boys. Capcom sends toxic player to loser's bracket in next Capcom Cup qualifier. A former Evo finalist is already in the loser's bracket for the next qualifying tournament before a single match is played, and it's all thanks to his toxic behavior stemming from his issue with what he deems as poor netcode. In a story that encapsulates a lot of the fighting game community, Victor Punk Woodley has come to the forefront of the state of fighting game competitions after he was eliminated by Alex Myers in the North America West 1 Capcom Cup qualifier. Considered one of the best Street Fighter V players in the world, Punk was dinged for making harsh comments against not only the organizers of the tournament and event, but also for streaming himself making comments deemed in poor taste in Discord after losing at the event.
My man lagged versus Mario Snake Eyes, bro. He lagged all day. Nah, bro. Bro, there's no way they about to just tell me that that's... So that's it? They not going to say anything?
The reason for this measure, Capcom explains, is that it would be unfair to prevent Punk from having a chance to earn a spot for the next Capcom Cup by banning him entirely, especially since there aren't many tournaments this year due to COVID-19. However, they believe that some sort of accountability is necessary. While Punk has already apologized to both Myers and the other competitor who beat him in the tournament, Capcom is standing by their punishment, while his sponsor, Panda Global, has declined to punish Punk further, stating that he showed accountability and growth already. Punk has confirmed via social media he will take part in the qualifier, looking for a spot in the Capcom Cup, which already has 9 confirmed participants, with 11 more to be decided. That's it for the news today. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. Remember, the easiest way to stay up to date with the latest going-ons in the crazy world of esports and video games is to subscribe to our Checkpoint YouTube channel and hit that notification bell so that you know when we post new content like The Owl's Nest with Robbie Landis and OWL caster Jake Lyon. New episodes every Friday and it rules. My name's Weirdbeard and I hope Burger King never does another ad on Twitch. Ever.
The world of comics has been growing for the past 30 years, and that's why Robbie and Ben are here to break it all down for you. Join the Shop Talk every Monday for the latest in all things comic. Find The Other Identity at CheckpointXP.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.